Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Without the renewing of the mind, you cannot fulfill the will of God. And a mind that's not being renewed is at war with God. You will war with God. When God tries to speak to you, you'll try to come up with something different or try to shut it out of your mind. When God is really trying to get your attention because He wants the best for you. He really does. So the idea is we want to fulfill the will of God. And that's the good news is you can fulfill the will of God. In Ephesians 5:17, it says, don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. He would never tell us to understand what the will of the Lord is if we couldn't understand it. So God wants us to do His will. Amen? So now look here. He says that you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. So the idea is we want to prove it. The word prove means to authenticate. I like to be around authentic people. How about you? Well, that's what happens when you're proving the will of God. You're proving that you are authentic. You are becoming the real you. You see that? And then it also means to pass the test. To pass the test. In other words, you're passing the test that you're going through so you can prove the will of God. And it also means this, the word prove, to examine. So, I can examine to see if I'm in the will of God. And guess what else? I can examine to see if you're in the will of God. Not judge. Nobody's judging. Nobody's criticizing. Nobody's condemning. But you can examine. You see, if someone's in the will of God. I want to examine people that are going to get close to me in my life. Are you with me? Because I have a call on my life. And every one of you do too. And if you're going to fulfill the will of God, you're going to have to get those kind of people around your life in order for it to be successful in your life. It says in 1 Corinthians 15, bad company corrupts good habits. In other words, your good habits, you start getting people around your life that don't care about the will of God. You'll end up not being concerned with the will of God. But when you're concerned about the will of God, then, you know, you and I are going to hook up. Because right there is a recipe for success when you get God's people together fulfilling the will of God. And that's what you're created for. Misery, depression, all comes from being ignorant of the will of God in your life. It's not the will of God that you be worried and anxious and discouraged all the time. That's not God's will. It's God's will for you to have joy and be at peace. Peace is the will of God. Now, when you have peace, the Holy Spirit can speak to you and you can receive from Him. And man, it's healthy. It's a healthy thing. It's stress. Ain't got nothing anymore. You see that? It keeps your body healthy when you have peace. That's why peace is so important. And of His government, and of the increase of His government and peace, there'll be no end. He's going to continue to increase that in your life. All right, go with me to Proverbs 10:12. So here's what we're doing. We've been talking about renewing our minds to this idea of what's taking my peace. So I need to understand what's taking my peace. Why am I getting upset? Why do I feel unsettled? Why is there confusion in my life? Why do I feel worried or anxious? you're going to see something today. This is going to help you. Now watch this. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Now, this word hatred, he's not talking about hatred just towards people, but you could include that. But he's talking about conduct and what people are doing. You know, in a marriage, you know, you may hate the way your husband does something. You need to, what's it say? But love covers all sins. Doesn't shove it under the rug. It covers it. See, love is more concerned with the person. But here's what, when you hate what they're doing, then what you will do is you'll take it out on the person. You see that? And that's not love. Here's what love does. Love puts the problem in the center, says, here's the problem. Now, we need to talk about this and let's both work on this problem. Because see, people are never your problem. Never. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. People are not your problem. You're going to see where the problem is. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin. Now think about this. Strife, God hates it. He abhors it. He doesn't just hate it, he abhors it. Proverbs 6:19, God hates it. You know why? Because it takes your peace. And now the Holy Spirit is not free to reveal to you what he's trying to reveal to you about you. He's trying to show you who you are. And what you're supposed to do. Does this make sense? But if you're all full of strife, then it's shutting the door on what the Holy Spirit's trying to do to you and show you in your life. Does this make sense? Now stay with me. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love is always concerned about the person. Always. And always has their best interest. And it deliberately never wants to get them back for something they've done wrong. Deliberately. I'm putting this person first. I'm going to edify them. I'm going to go pray for them. This is not easy. I'm not talking, I didn't say we're talking about easy, did I? But when you start practicing it, you start to see the results, and you want to start living this way. Now, go with me to Proverbs 12:16. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. Prudent means wise. Now look here. Fools show their annoyance. You ever hear people say, that annoys me. That annoys me so much. I just get so annoyed. Or they come to church and, you know, there's something that annoys me. You ever hear that? You need to stop using that word. Annoy, when something annoys you, it's conflict. Its root is in strife. Its root is in strife. Now listen. And you will attack. Or you'll defend with anger when something annoys you. Annoy means conflict between people that have disdain and contempt. Conflict between people that have disdain and contempt. God hates conflict between people. Hates it. Am I making sense? He hates it. Now, what happens is we'll get angry because we're annoyed. You annoy me. Or, this is annoying me. That's so annoying. I know I'm talking to the right people. But now look here. When we get angry, you know what we do? We defend what we love. And that's what anger in itself is not a bad thing. Anger is a good thing. Because God gave you. He says, be angry and do not sin. It's okay to get angry. at the right things. I get angry at abortion and this 9-month abortion stuff. That gets me angry. I went and seen that movie on abortion, and I tell you, it made me sad, but angry that our United States ever got to that place. And now listen, still here with me. Anger in itself is not bad. Here's what happens, though. We get angry at what we love. And we defend what we love. That's what anger is doing. It's always defending what it loves. And here's what happens. When we're angry, guess what you're defending?
Yourself.
You. Your own ego. Pride. And it says in Proverbs 13:10, by pride only comes strife. Now, strife is in you. See, strife is in you. And here's what happens. When you speak to about the person that annoyed you, you'll always belittle them and never convince them of that they're above that and that they, you see that? You always want to tear them down in front of somebody else. That is the worst thing you could ever do. When you get around people and you go and talk about your husband, that what's annoying you in a group of people, or your wife and what's ignoring you, or your children, or somebody in the church that something's annoying about them, and you're telling a group of people, you know what you're doing? You're spreading strife. And strife will, the Holy Spirit can't work in your life. That's what we do a lot of times, is we're trying to medicate what we're spreading. We want to get something to smoke or drink or go do something crazy. But we're defending ourselves. Remember, love always, always, intentionally looks for the best in the person and builds and puts them in the best light. You talk to them about the problem, and then the problem will get solved. This is going to help your relationships. This is healthy for relationships, because strife tears relationships apart. Divorce, you can probably count on everyone. Strife was in there. It may not be, but it's inside. The person has allowed that. You see why I'm passionate about this? Because, see, folks, if we can identify it, we can stop it in its... You see that? And now we're free for the Holy Spirit to continue to flow through us and work. And we receive from God. You see that? But if you got strife, it's not going to get in. Now look at this. Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. God is saying, when you can have self-control, you are mighty. It's more difficult to control yourself than a whole city. That's true. Last Sunday I preached here and I was tearing it up. Sunday morning I woke up, or Monday morning, and I felt like, whoa, by myself. House was empty. Felt like, man, what is going on? Went and got my Bible, sat down in my chair. Went away. But here's what I thought. What are people doing that don't have that type of habit in their life? See that? When all that comes and you don't have you haven't developed any type of discipline or self-control in your life, and you don't start putting in, then you know what you do? You leave the house, you turn on the radio, you're being fed. And you just start feeding on everything around, and then you're just back in the old saddle again.
Yep.
You see, you came to church on Sunday, you heard, but you see, you got to be the one to say, and I'm not saying you got to keep your Bible in front of you all day. I only read it 20 minutes that morning. You know? And got a lot done that day. But here's the idea. I'm a pastor. I read my Bible every day, and I'm not saying it religiously. But I do. I depend on it. And what are people doing that aren't that way? Is what my question was on Monday morning. What is going on? Because folks, there's a war going on to keep you out of the will of God. You got to be intentional about this. Now, go with me to Proverbs 29:18. Where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law. Or you could say, happy is he who keeps God's word. The word keep means guard, shield, and protect. In Proverbs 30, verse 5, it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them who put their trust in him, who keeps his word. Now look, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Some translations say where there's no vision, the people perish. The word perish means lack of self-discipline and lack of self-control. That's what that word perish means. A lot of people think it means die and not breathe. It means lack of discipline, lack of self-control. Now stay with me. Where there's no revelation. So the revelation, the word revelation and vision are synonymous. The word revelation means to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. See, that's why you come to church. You hear God's word, and it's going to reveal how God thinks to you, and it's going to give you direction in life if you come here ready to receive. You see this? Now look, it also means this. A prophetic, God's spoken, it's spoken. A prophetic, redemptive uncovering. So, when you hear God's word, it's going to uncover something to you. It's going to show you something. So what it does, it's a prophetic, redemptive, back to what God deems the most important, his will for your life. So, he's uncovering something to show you something in your life that he wants you to fulfill his will in. You see this? Now catch this. Then he says, the people cast off restraint when they don't have a revelation. Now this word restraint means temperance. It means temperance. It means self-control. It means discipline. So restraint. You know, when I was a little boy, I've told you about my mom. My mom was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. And today she doesn't even take the medicine. I visit her all the time, and she stays at Bethany Village. And I mean, really, you wouldn't know she ever had this illness. But the idea is, when I was a little boy, my dad would take, we'd have to go visit her because she stayed on Wayne Avenue. And we'd go visit her, and she'd come home on weekends. So there'd be times she wasn't coming home. So we'd go visit her. One time, I was holding my dad's hand, walking down this big hall, this checkered floor. I can remember it just as clear as I can. And I looked in this room, and there were some folks in there with these straitjackets on. And I said, Daddy, why do they have those on? And he says, they're being restrained. They're being restrained. And I got to looking at that. And then I've seen them restrain prisoners that way. People that they may arrest on a Friday night who's out of hand, they'll put them in something similar to a straitjacket, in restraints. Those restraints, you know what they're for? They're so you don't hurt yourself and you don't hurt anyone else. So when you get God's revelation, it shows you where to put the restraints. So you don't hurt yourself and end up hurting other people. And see, what happens is we want to blame everybody else. But you just didn't have any restraints. And you weren't there getting the revelation. See, we got to get his perspective. That's what vision is. And here's the idea. Here's the big one I want to help us understand. Is that we should never try to get somebody back. This is to renew your mind. It says in Romans 12, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. When somebody does you wrong, even in your household, don't let strife get in there and you get in this negative argument and dialogue in your head towards that person. Talk to the person and put the problem in the middle, right? Don't let strife in. But if you don't, what happens? You get strife in. And now the Holy Spirit can't work in your life. And here's the thing. You want to retaliate. You don't have to get them back. God is the only one on the high moral ground qualified to get anybody back. Because he would never treat you that way and he would never say that thing to you. But he's qualified to bring the vengeance and justice in that person's life. And his goal is always for the good of that person. Yours is not. This is renewing our mind, folks. This is growing in the understanding and knowledge of God. Catch me. You know what? If you haven't signed up to help with BBS, sign up. Because we need people to help with children, and children need what we're teaching here. Are you with me? We could stop a lot of muck and mess in our families, if we get this in their hearts. You see this? So, when we understand this, it changes your life. You say, I'm not going to let anything take my peace. You start to be aware of it. You see that? And what? Let the peace of God guard your hearts and minds through Christ. It's protecting you. So now, I can still get the wisdom I need for my problem, the knowledge, the understanding I need for my life. But without that, I'm always at odds with something. Right? You ever get around touchy people? You know, they're just touchy. I can smell them a mile away. And I'm okay. I'm not in Christ. But I'm not going to hang around that. I'll try to help them, but that's not who I'm going to choose to hang with. Because I'm out to fulfill God's will. Now think about this. Give me James chapter 3, if you would, Tim. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. Now, this word meekness means strength under control. It also means teachable. Some people just aren't teachable. You could tell them the truth all day and they don't want to receive it. They'll just go on being foolish. Know anybody like that? They're just not teachable. So meekness means strength under control and teachable. Now, listen to what it says in James 1:21, it says that the implanted word is able to save your soul when you receive it in meekness. See that? With meekness, receive the implanted word. Self-control and be teachable. And it saves your soul. It delivers you. It sets you free. It rescues you from the dilemma and all that you're going through. You see that? When you are meek. Self-control. Now listen, stay with me. Of wisdom. Next one. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking. Now watch this. This word self-seeking in Greek means strife. So, or you could say it like this. Selfish ambition. What wisdom? Self-seeking, envy, and watch. This wisdom, strife, remember? I want you to really digest this morning. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and help me with that last word, I can't pronounce it. Demonic. So when you're in this little argument inside and about someone won't pick up their socks or they left a dirty plate on the counter, you're letting wrong stuff in. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? That's just a little example. One more. Give me the next one. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Next one. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then what? Peaceable, gentle, and willing to yield. Willing to yield. So you have to yield. See, this is cultivating the Holy Spirit self-control. You have to cultivate this. You got to yield. If you get on 75 and you don't yield, you're going to get smashed one of these days. That's the way it is in the spiritual realm too. When you're not willing to yield, you're all discombobulated and you don't know why, because you're not yielding somewhere. Full of mercy. Full of mercy. Full of mercy. We should be full of mercy. In other words, I'm not giving you what you deserve. I'm going to be like God. I'm not going to give you what you deserve. I'm full of mercy for you. I'm going to pray for you. Now look, and good fruits without part, and give me the next one. Now the fruit of righteousness is what? Sown in peace. Righteousness means your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. Sown in peace. Peace is the fruit of your relationship with God. It will always produce peace. Always. Not sometimes, always. You don't have peace, go talk to God. He's going to help you. That's why it says, Colossians 3, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let it rule in your heart so the Holy Spirit can keep pouring into your life. Now watch this. Give me 1 Corinthians 9. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize, he's talking about like people in the Olympics and stuff, he's using it as an example, competes for the prize is what? Temperance. Temperance. Self-control and discipline. You can't sit around and eat bonbons and Krispy Kremes and win a marathon or win anything in the Olympics. You see that? You're not going to do it. Or you're not going to sit around and drink a 24-pack on Friday night, brewskis, and get up and go do what you need to do and win anything. Does this make sense? Now they do it, okay, imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.